For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy. Live life to its fullest as disciples of Jesus Christ.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. Beginning today, a series of talks on training a child's will. George MacDonald said that the will is the deepest, the strongest, the divinest thing in man. When a man can and does entirely say, "Not my will, but thine be done," when he so wills the will of God as to do it, then is he one with God, a true son of the Father. For the last several weeks, we've been talking about disciplines of various kinds, and again and again, I've had to refer to the will as opposed to the emotions. In order to discipline ourselves, we do have to bring our emotions under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And we need to start at the very beginning in training our children to act not by impulse, but by will. In 2 Corinthians 4, we read, "Every day we experience something of the death of Jesus, so that we may also know the power of the life of Jesus in these bodies of ours." In other words, it's death to self in order to live unto God. And one of the very earliest lessons that a parent has to teach a child is to act against his own will. God has created each one of us with the faculty of choosing between two courses of action. You can choose to eat your soup or not eat your soup. The foundation of child training is the training of the will. "Oh, but you say to me, my 4-year-old is very strong-willed." What do you mean by that? I think what you mean is he knows what he wants, and it isn't what mama wants. Right? Strong-willed child. Whatever mama wants, that ain't what he wants. Whatever it is, he's against it. Well, that's not the way I look at it. The strong-willed child is the child whose will has been strengthened to say no to himself. What you're talking about when you say strong-willed is a willful child. Willful means stubborn. He's going to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. That's not strength of will. Anybody can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. It's characteristic of the human race, isn't it? Willfulness. Man finds it hard to get what he wants because he doesn't want what's best. God finds it hard to give man what's best because man won't take it. So there's a permanent standoff. Coming to Jesus Christ means a surrender of one's will to him. The moral fiber of your child must be strengthened through training. Parents are commanded in Scripture to bring up their children, not just to let them grow like Topsy, but to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It is our responsibility as parents to develop the highest thing of which the child is capable. That is, to choose or to will the good as over against evil. To will against himself. Now, you and I certainly will against ourselves often, don't we? We need to distinguish between willing and wanting. Now, it's not a good idea to say to your child, "Do you want to eat your porridge?" He may not want to, but that doesn't really have anything to do with it. You must teach the child to will to do what he doesn't necessarily want to do. You don't always want to get up in the morning. Many a morning we would want to stay in bed, but we will to get up. and so we put our feet on the floor. Willing and wanting are two different things. So if you ask a child, "Do you want to eat your porridge?" an honest answer might be no. If you ask the child, "Will you eat your porridge?" and he says no, then that is defiance. Do you see the difference? He has decided that he will not do what you have already told him that he must do. To will against oneself is strength, and it is that strength that a parent is responsible to instill in his child, to help him with. And the child needs help, just as we do. As adults, we need God's grace to help us. And the child needs the parent's help in order to learn to will against himself. A child's will is his truest personality. The expression of the will is the highest expression of the personality. My mother wrote an article about teaching your toddler. She tells about a small battle of wills that took place between her firstborn son and her. This was when they were living in Belgium. Breakfast was over for his daddy and me, she says, but sitting in his high chair, Phil dawdled with the remains of his milk. He announced firmly, "Want to get down?" "Just finish your milk, then you can get down," I told him, not dreaming that this was a crisis. He sat quietly for a time and then declared, "Want to get down?" "Yes, as soon as you finish your milk." We repeated this scene every few minutes for more than an hour. I began to realize that my authority was being tested. Inwardly, I determined that he would sit there until he did what I told him. Just how long that would have taken had it not been for the milkman, I do not know. Phil loved to watch the milkman come down the cobblestone street in our suburb of Schaarbeek in Brussels, Belgium, with his little cart pulled by his dog. When Phil heard him coming, down went the milk, and he wormed his way out of the high chair in no time. Years later, during his military service, Phil wrote his father and me, thanking us for teaching him obedience. "It never occurred to him to disobey an order," he said. "But many men tried to get around doing what they were told, and consequently they spent a lot of time in the brig. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Those words are as true today as when Solomon wrote them a millennium ago. Running one's eye down the columns of any concordance on the words obey, obedience, and obedient gives some idea of the importance of these words in God's sight. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Now, there is a difference between breaking your child's will and training it. To break is to crush, to destroy the privilege of free choice, to force an action instead of inducing him to choose in the right direction. To induce means to lead on, to influence, to persuade, to instigate, to entice, to allure, to make the thing appealing. And a loving parent certainly wants to make his will appealing to the child, not to force it down his throat. You want to allure them, to entice them. And, of course, it was the sound of the dog cart coming down the street that allured and enticed Phil to do what his mother had wanted him to do all along. God gives to man the power of exercising his will in the direction of life and good or death and evil. God ordained that every one of us should have freedom of will, and that we should take the consequences for our choices. His rewards and punishments are made known to us in advance. And so it should be with parents. They should make it very clear what they expect of the child, and very clear what the rewards will be if they are obedient, and what the punishments will be if they are disobedient. In Joshua's farewell speech, to the people of Israel just before he died. He says, "Be resolute, hold fast, be on your guard." He gives them all sorts of warnings. And then, in the last part of the speech, he says, "Hold the Lord in awe and worship him in loyalty and truth. Banish the gods whom your fathers worshipped beside the Euphrates and in Egypt and worship the Lord. But if it does not please you to worship the Lord, choose here and now whom you will worship. The gods whom your forefathers worshipped beside the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But I and my family, we will worship the Lord." Are you going to go by what pleases you? Are you going to allow your child to go only by what pleases him? Or will you teach him to will to do your will so that later on it will be easier for him to will to do God's will?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.